Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the latest edition of the Woke Bros. Of course, I'm your co-host, Big Waz, and I'm joined, as always, by my brother out on the west side of Los Angeles, Nando Vila. What's going on, bro?
Doing all right. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm chilling, man. God bless. The feds ain't kicked my doors in yet. You know what I mean? So I'm staying blessed and out of federal court. Man, I think the biggest news by far right now, outside of Joe Manchin's bill, of course, is Donald Trump got his crib raided by the FBI. Details have kind of been slow to emerge, but from what they've said, they heard that he had classified docs at his crib. They've been negotiating with the guy for months to get them back. They've allegedly, Nando, got some snitches, which I think is quite interesting. And not gonna lie, like, me and you both on this show and just in life in general have mainly ignored all of Trump's legal troubles, whether it be the Mueller investigation, Russia, blah, 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 the Southern District Court in New York, impeachment both times, blah. Like, it's just been like, all right, man, nobody's ever going to get this dude for anything for real. But between like the hand wringing that Trump has done on True Social, which is still hilarious to me, and just the amount of like craziness that's happening in right-wing media, all of the sycophants in the Republican Party, I feel like this actually for the first time has like at least a little bit of teeth.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, it's, you know, on the other stuff, it was very obvious that he wasn't going to get, you know, indicted or anything like that. And then with this one, I think what's crucial to understand here is that, you know, he's being charged for violating the Espionage Act and a few things. And according to this like CNBC article, it says one of the statutes which relates to removing or destroying government records includes a punishment of, quote, being disqualified from holding any office under the United States. And so, you know, being disqualified from holding any office in the United States. And, you know, if you think about it, for the FBI to do something so risky in the sense that it's going to be viewed as incredibly partisan, you know, it's going to be viewed by half the country essentially as illegitimate. they really must want to do something bad to this guy. Like, I think they just really don't want him to be president again. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which isn't to say, like, I'm not like one of those guys who's like, that means because he's like, you know, a threat to the system. It's right. More than he's an annoyance to the system, if that makes sense.
He doesn't play ball. He's not playing ball with these right. guys. Not in the sense that he's uncooperative. He doesn't abide by the norms, right? Like, right. just think of our federal government, the massive monstrosity that there is. There's a certain code of conduct. You know, it's no different than when you sit at a fancy dinner, you know, using the right fork for your salad. You know yeah. what I mean? Like, there's a bunch of those norms within
the federal, use the right fork.
And he does not use the right fork, and so they don't like him.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that that's what it is, because, I mean, when I heard that the FBI raided Trump, I was like, shit, you know, it's literally never happened. And, you know, I think it's one of these unspoken rules in American politics where the president can break the law. I mean, ever since the history of this is ever since Nixon was pardoned by Ford, you know, and at the time that was very controversial, you know, like I think most of the country assumed and even wanted Nixon to go to jail for the crimes of Watergate. I mean, I don't think we understand like how big of a deal Watergate was at the time. Like everyone was glued to the TV watching the Watergate hearings in a way that is hard to imagine today. And I think most people were pretty disgusted at Nixon and they assumed he was going to go to jail. And then Ford got in as his replacement because he was vice president and pardoned him. And that's why Ford didn't win his re-election, quote unquote. You know, mm-hmm. he lost in 1976 to Jimmy Carter. A huge reason why was because he had pardoned Nixon, you know. But that really opened up the floodgates in terms of like, okay, the president just can't do crimes, you know, like Reagan, on Iran-Contra, George H.W. Bush, Papa Bush, pardoned all of the criminals. I mean, he was part of it, yeah. Obviously, he was part of it, but he became president and just like pardoned all of them, you know, fucking all those guys, pardoned all of them. And, you know, Obama didn't prosecute the Bush war criminals and shit like that. In fact, Eric Holder, Barack Obama's attorney general, prosecuted the CIA officer who blew the whistle on the Bush era torture program.
Right.
John Kiriakou. You know,
so they went the opposite way.
They are like, the bro, opposite way. Yeah.
This is not only we're not going to go after
we're gonna the get Bushes, Cheney or Bush or the people literally the guy.
Exactly. The guy who exposed that these guys committed crimes like straight up. Look, first of all, and I think the Bush stuff is instructive. That's why this Trump thing is so stupid. This idea that he wanted to hold these documents and he's so dumb and doesn't get it. It's like, that's not how the game is played. Once you saw Bush didn't get in trouble for lying us into the war in Iraq, which cost us trillions of dollars. But again, like cost us, right? But like who got paid? A bunch of people who run the government anyway.
Illegally and tapping the phones of millions of Americans.
Come on. And then the torture program, which again, it's like the United States, all of this grandstanding these motherfuckers do about why we get to tell Russia they shouldn't invade their neighbor or why we need to intervene in Kosovo and all of that's because we are the ones who stand up for just and right. You know, there are these barbarians out there and the United States is going to save it from them. And these motherfuckers tortured. It don't get more barbaric than that when it comes to policing a group of people that you're trying to prosecute, right? Like they were literally torturing people. So the dude that presided over lies of WMDs, the torture program, on and on and on. Barry got in office and he said, "We're not looking backward, we're looking forward."
Yeah, it's great.
So like Trump's whole
thing.
Like
the thing is, the reason why Obama did that, and the reason why they all do that with all the presidents is because
they all commit crimes.
Yeah, exactly. To be the president of the United States is to be a criminal. Like at the very least, you're committing war crimes. You know what I mean? Like they all do illegal wars and, you know, bombing, secret bombing campaigns, like secret assassinations, all that shit is like illegal, you know, in some way, shape or form. I mean, that's just like the bare minimum.
And then God only knows And this is the shit that we know about. God only knows the kind of shit that the CIA and all these people are doing out there in our names. And if you are the quote unquote commander in chief, all of that shit flows from you. Whether you signed off on it or not, you're the one in charge. So if people are doing it on your watch and you know about it or you don't know about it, you're responsible. So like, we're just doing crimes all the time as a country, as a government.
Yeah. So that's the thing is like, if it became a partisan kind of tennis match, meaning like, you know, your head moving back and forth, like each new president from the other party would just prosecute the former president. There's kind of an omerta, a pact. You know, we're not going to prosecute each other. Like, listen, if your guy gets in office, we'll yell and scream, but like, you're not going to do anything about it, you know, and vice versa. So prosecuting Trump for whatever the fuck he did, you know, would be maybe the precedent that changes that in a sense that like, maybe it's now fair game to prosecute presidents. Like, you know, if a Republican gets in after Biden, like, I'm sure he could find something to prosecute him on. Like, I mean, not the least of which would be like, I don't know, the Hunter Biden shit, which like does seem pretty shady. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, like they're going to find something, you know?
Uh-huh. There's just too much going on at one time. Like the freaking empire is so vast and it has its tentacles on literally every single continent.
Yeah.
Right. Like we're literally on every single continent. We've got the killing machine there. Yeah. We've got our secret police there, like everywhere doing all kinds of shit every day.
Yeah.
You know, like the idea that you would come out of that just unscathed is it's impossible.
Yeah. And, you know, I don't know. I mean, my friends and stuff are like, they're all like gaming it up. Of like, what do you think Trump was up to? Like what kind of like nefarious, you know, operation? And I'm like, he definitely took the classified documents more or less as like a keepsake, or like as like something that he could sell, maybe, you know.
That's what I was saying. That's what I was thinking. I was like, he was probably like, yo, these are classified secret stuff, it's probably worth something, right?
Yeah, probably worth something.
It happened while I was like, president. I should get to keep it.
You know, get to show it off to people. Be like, listen, I get the documents. I got like secret documents, folks. You know, like, oh, you want to see what Xi Jinping says to me? What he says? You know, like, it's like a lot of it's like foreign leaders, you know, shit. You know,
right.
Like,
of course.
And so there's that, and I mean, there's obviously like the thing about the nuclear codes, which I think like people are very scared of. And I understand. I mean, nuclear annihilation is something that we don't think about enough, but it's also like the kind of thing that if you think about, your brain shuts down, because how are you supposed to think about the fact that like we could go up in smoke the whole world like in a second? But I mean, they change those codes all the time. Like, it's not like the old codes are going to fucking launch a nuclear attack.
Yeah, he can't launch the nukes from his from taking a shit in Mar-a-Lago. Yeah. Like, that's not how this works.
Yeah. He's going to get the nuclear football, folks. I give it to Tom Brady to throw it. He's going to throw it. He's my best friend. We're going to go to the back nine in Mar-a-Lago and throw the nuclear
football. Oh, my goodness.
So I don't. You know, Trump's an idiot and a disgusting man and totally venal and shit. But he's not like a criminal mastermind. He's a fucking idiot. And I'm guessing that there wasn't some criminal mastermind element to this, which like a lot of people are like, oh my God, do you think he was like doing something with the Russians and the Saudis? And the blah, blah, blah.
I mean,
and
I'm come like, on. I don't think it's that serious. I really do think because, man, they had his boy or his ex-boy, John Bolton, on the fucking NBC joint that I was reading, and he's just basically like saying it. He's like, yo, this dude liked to take classified shit. He liked to keep it around. He just liked having it on him, with him.
Because and I'm he just feels like, important.
Exactly.
Ooh,
exactly.
You want to see this?
Exactly. And so it seems like, and again, they said they got snitches, witnesses or whatever, excuse my pardon my French, they said they claim to have witnesses. It feels like they got this guy dead to rights, and like you said, this probably won't end up with the guy in jail, but I could definitely see it. And not only could I see it I could see them doing executing the statute that says you can no longer run for national office, whether Senate, House of Representatives, et cetera, et cetera. But I could see Republican establishment types just moving on from them because they get to have their party back and get to be like, I don't know what to tell
they've
you.
Always, this dude broke they've the always fucking- wanted to do that. You know what I mean? The establishment types, you know, the people who actually like have their kind of finger on the, their hand on the joystick, moving the whole fucking thing. Like Trump is so unreliable and so selfish and so, you know, that they don't want to have to deal with him. They deal with him because they have to, you know? And I don't know. I just think that the, the thing about him like not being able to run for office is like the fact that if the FBI did that while keeping the sort of case and documents sealed and secret, like that should, like, that is a little, like, I want to see what the, like, if you're going to do that to a president, like, we need to know what it is. Like, this is where, like, the sort of top secret thing can be overblown. And I think people really overweight the importance of things that are classified in top secret. Like, I remember
one of the things that, like, sounds important, but a lot of shit is classified for no fucking reason.
Absolutely. Like, the nuclear codes, yes. But there's a ton of shit in there. Like, I remember the Washington Post did a huge investigation in like 2015 that showed just how big the sort of top secret state had gotten. And it was called something like Top Secret America. I highly recommend everyone looking it up because it's incredibly instructive. Like, this whole top secret and classified thing and security clearance and all that shit exploded post 9/11. You know what I mean? Like, before 9/11, it was just, you know, shit that was actually probably supposed to be top secret. Ever since then, like, everything gets deemed top secret, you know, and it's just like billions of documents. And, you know, it's definitely like not necessarily a threat to national security. Like, that those terms are always just used to justify whatever bullshit like people in power want to do. But it's unlikely that that he took, like, I don't know what would be like a threat to national security, right? Like the keypad to the water treatment plant in New York City so that a terrorist could like poison it or some shit. You know what I mean? Like what?
Yeah. I feel like a lot of this shit that they try to represent, especially like in movie form, it's like, oh, is he going to burn some secret agent with the Saudis or the Russians or the Chinese? Like what could this guy possibly have taken?
Yeah.
That he could sell.
Yeah.
By the way, that the Russians and the Saudis and the Chinese don't already fucking know. Like, what could he have possibly, what could he divulge? Like, these people, I would encourage people to go out and like actually read about the CIA and just the history of our secret government, you know, which started with the OSS and all of that. Like, these folks, these other countries, are so much older than us, which means their spy apparatuses are way older than us and therefore more sophisticated. They're all fucking better at it than us. So, like, this idea that, you know, like, Trump could just, he would just have this top secret intelligence and he's just treating us as, like, I just find it hard to believe that there's anything that's that important that these other powers don't already fucking know about.
Yeah. He's just trying to show it to his friends in Mar-a-Lago. He's got the files. He had the JFK files, folks. I mean, that would be hilarious if that was like what he had. You know, he had like the UFO files, like the JFK files.
Oh, like, man. You know. I really hope this stuff comes out because, you know, they're doing these games where they're just like, oh, we can't unseal the affidavit because the witnesses and blah, 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 blah. But I wonder if Trump would take these cats to court. You know, because like usually the feds is just like, look, we got you. People generally plead out because they put they have the time and the money to just wait to get that perfect fucking case on your ass. And they'll just wait. But I wonder if Trump is a litigious type of cat. I wonder if he would take these cats to court behind this. That would be pretty fascinating.
Did you see that Trump's lawyer is Gucci Mane's lawyer?
I did not see that.
Same guy. Let me find his name. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was Gucci Mane like indicted for? Here, I'm texting it to you right now.
I think his shit like he like violated something the last time. I don't even remember what this dude got locked up for, man. It could have been drugs, Drew, it could have been guns, assault. I don't even remember.
Drew Findling. Gucci Mane's lawyer. There it is. That's amazing. You know, because Trump. The one thing he respects is like celebrities.
Of course.
Like if you're a celebrity and you hire a list lawyers, it must be good. You got Gucci Mane off. It must be very good.
And I wonder how quickly they could establish this idea that like, yo, well, I guess this shit is like 2 years away, man. They do have enough time to just convict this dude. It's not like the elections are in November for the president. Like, they do have the time to get a nice case going, put it on the docket, prosecute this guy, and just be like, you're done.
But, you know, what I was thinking is, like, talking to my friends who, like, all love DeSantis in Florida. Like, DeSantis is definitely, like, fucking freaking out.
Oh, my God. Yeah. He's doing high fives. He is jumping up and down. He's loving this.
Yeah. Like the thing is, like, he's freaking out in the sense that, like, yeah, it'd be amazing if Trump gets barred from running for office because then it clears the way for him. But if Trump doesn't get barred from running for office, this makes him seem like a fucking cuck. You know what I mean? Like, you know, he let the FBI fucking get their boy on his home turf. Oh, you know what I mean? Like let the FBI get it on his home turf. And now Trump is the martyr, like the victim of like the fucking deep state and Hillary.
Bro,
and
the way they're doing this, like, oh, deep state, the FBI is out of control, defund the feds. I'm like, I don't know what Republicans stand for no more. Once I seen they were anti-police, feds and all of that, locking people, I'm like, man, what a party, bro. What a party.
No, I mean, it's the maxim of American politics. There's no principles. It's just like harm to the other guy.
Nope.
You know what I mean? Like, I mean, liberals do the same thing. You know, it's like they just Liz Cheney, right? Who just lost her primary.
This is crazy.
You know, they fucking love her.
She's a martyr. She stood up to Trump. She's great. She's this. It's like, God, you guys are dick suckers, bro. This is Dick Cheney's daughter, guys. Like,
Not just that, but I'll send producer Sean a clip that he can throw in here. I mean, like, Liz Cheney fucking is an unabashed supporter of torture. You know, like, there's a clip of her on 60 Minutes.
Waterboarding, a.k.a. torture.
Well, it's not torture.
But you support waterboarding.
I do. Absolutely.
This woman is a fucking goddamn monster. And they love her. They love her. Like, they don't give a shit about what she actually stands for. It's like, oh, she's against Trump. She's against the guy I hate. Therefore, she's on our team. And it's like, no, you can't let the hen in or the wolf in the hen house. This is so stupid. I mean, both sides love a apostate, you know, like Republicans love a former lib who turns Republican.
Mm-hmm.
Liberals love a former Republican who turns lib. The problem is that the Republicans who turn lib believe the same shit. You know what I mean? They just switch teams. When the liberals turn Republican, they like actually believe all that shit. You know, they believe all the Republican shit. They're like, yeah, you know, I really considered it, and we really should just shoot every immigrant right.
Well, Liz Cheney's gonna try to run for president on the Democratic ticket in 2024, which is absolutely unhinged, insane, and I obviously I don't think she would ever have any real traction. But goddamn, man, what a party! Both sides just incredible. Anyway, I just think this is something we needed to highlight.
Yeah,
absolutely think it's gonna be important. Especially because, again, I could see McConnell and them lining up with the feds and being like, I don't know what to tell you. They got you.
They got you.
They got you.
It would make their lives so much easier. It would make their lives so much easier. The threat of Trump running again has these Republicans fucking terrified. You know, because they all have to pretend to like him. They all have to pretend to play ball. They all fucking, like, McConnell fucking hates him, obviously. Obviously. You know, but obviously. But he has to play ball. He has to. Because
Trump he's got juice.
He's got a legitimate social base, you know, in the Republican Party in a way that McConnell doesn't. You know what I mean? McConnell doesn't have an actual social base in the broad, mm-hmm. in the broadly speaking Republican voting.
Not for any of the shit he want to do.
No. And so they would love nothing more than the FBI. The Biden, Brandon's FBI, he fucking got our boy. He got him. Sorry, what are we going
to
do?
I don't know what to tell you. Next time, be back. Yo, literally, after the fake, you know, stop the steal, all of that, literally Mitch McConnell was like, and this is how I knew they was not going to overturn shit. McConnell came out the next day and he was just like, yo, basically, there's ways to steal elections, but the shit y'all doing is amateur hour. I don't move like this. This is nasty, sloppy.
Yeah.
We stole elections before.
Yeah,
see,
it's easy.
Bush v. Gore. This is nothing.
It's easy.
But what y'all trying to do right now, this half-assed measures, I don't move like this. You know what I mean? So McConnell is just like, look, I'm willing to be behind you guys and nefarious criminal shit, but y'all got to be cleaner than this. And Trump is just the opposite of clean, the
DeSantis.
Yeah.
DeSantis will play ball with those guys.
100%.
DeSantis is like a Yale Princeton fancy lad, you know, beneath all the stupid bullshit. Like if DeSantis wins, he'll play ball with all that shit. He'll know exactly. He'll talk to Mitch McConnell and be like, listen, what are we going to do?
How are we what do we got to do? Let me know. I'm ready.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, guys, pay attention to this. We'll be locked in, keeping you guys updated. Of course, make sure you become a member of Count the Dings Patreon. That's a cup of Starbucks a month. Make sure you're checking out all the Count the Dings properties across the channel. And yeah, we'll see you guys next week. We're out of here. Peace.
Later.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.